Your questions answered. Your questions answered. The remedy for ignorance is asking questions. Prophet Muhammad. The spirit of inquiry is the hallmark of an open society, and the above saying of the Prophet aptly illustrates this principle. A culture of curiosity and open-mindedness will foster development in any society by motivating its members to learn enthusiastically and enrich their knowledge. This is because awareness of one's ignorance is half of knowledge, as it becomes a stepping stone to seeking and finding answers. A questioning mind is like a flowing river that is replenished with fresh thoughts and ideas and continues on its journey. Every chapter in the Quran except one begins with the words, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. What is the significance of these words? Bismillahirrahmanirrahim is the first verse of the Quran. It is repeated no less than 114 times. This repetition shows that, according to the Quran, this verse has great importance in the scheme of things given in the Quran. The translation of this verse is, "In the name of God, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful." The Prophet of Islam has said that at the beginning of everything, you should say this verse. Beginning in this way is very important. It gives you great hope. After reciting this, you can believe that you are starting your work in a world that is controlled by God Almighty and that, if you follow the right path, you will have divine help bestowed upon you. Recitation of this verse not only gives you courage, but it also helps you to build a positive mode in your personality. When one says, "I begin in the name of the Almighty," they establish a relationship with the greatest power of the universe. They feel that they are not alone in this world, they have God by their side. When one says Bismillah, one invokes God to provide his help. It ensures the success of any task in this world. What does the Quran tell us about the challenges of life? God says in the Quran, "So surely, with every hardship there is ease, surely with every hardship there is ease." 94:5-6, in this Quranic verse, the same phrase is repeated twice. From this repetition, the Prophet Muhammad drew a very meaningful inference. That is, according to the law of nature, the situation of ease is double that of the situation of difficulty. So, he formulated this principle. Two situations of ease will surely prevail over one of difficulty. The fact is that in every situation there are problems, but at the same time, there are opportunities. Complaint about or protest against problems is of no use. Problems are not created by some person. They are a part of the creation plan of God. No one has the power to alter the course of nature. We have no option but to accept this natural course. This being so, the best course is to starve the problems and feed the opportunities. What does the Quran tell us about the passing of time? Al-Yasar, the passage of time, is the 103rd chapter of the Quran. It is a relatively short chapter. Its translation is as follows. I swear by the passage of time, that man is surely in a state of loss, except for those who believe and do good deeds and exhort one another to hold fast to the truth, and who exhort one another to steadfastness. 103:1-3. In this chapter, the Quran refers to time. What is time? Time is a passing phenomenon. It is always in a state of travel, from present to future, from morning to evening, from today to tomorrow. Time is beyond your control. You can never stop time. In making this reference, the Quran gives a very important lesson, one which is important for everyone, both men and women. The lesson is, take time as an opportunity. A veil of time before it passes away forever. If you miss the train of time, you will never be able to catch it again. Every person is constantly losing time. When he rises in the morning, he has lost the night, which cannot return to him again. As evening nears, he has lost the day. By these verses, the Quran warns every human being to a veil of time. The Quran tells man the importance of time management. Time management is a must for every man and woman. We have a very short time on this earth. In only a few years' time, we will face death. Everyone should undertake a serious planning of their time in order to avail properly of their pre-death period. We only have two options before us, either to use our time wisely, or face failure forever. What is high thinking? Chapter 33 of the Quran refers to what is called remembrance of God in the Quran. The translation of the relevant verses. Believers, remember God often. 33:41. God Almighty is the creator of the universe. God is the highest reality. God is beyond time and space. God is omnipresent. God is greater than all great things. God is supreme in every sense of the word. Remembering God, in other words, means remembering the highest reality. This kind of remembrance inculcates in one's mind high thinking, and high thinking is the source of all kinds of high ideals. It is high thinking that makes a personality a great personality. High thinking leads to spiritual uplift and intellectual development. High thinking means living in high ideals. When you set a goal above material goods, you are living in high thinking. High thinking is the greatest achievement in the world. Why is it important to exercise patience? The Quran lays a lot of emphasis on patience, sabr. The Quran says, "Truly, those who persevere patiently will be requited without measure." 39:10. Such a verse has not appeared in the Quran for any other deed. Only for patience does the Quran say that its reward would be countless in measure. What is this reward? This reward is not a result of any mysterious phenomenon. It is that which those who exercise patience receive instantly, if they have exercised patience in the real sense. Al-Yasar, the passage of time, is the 103rd chapter of the Quran. It is a relatively short chapter. Its translation is as follows. I swear by the passage of time, that man is surely in a state of loss, except for those who believe and do good deeds and exhort one another to hold fast to the truth, and who exhort one another to steadfastness. 103:1-3. In this chapter, the Quran refers to time. What is time? Time is a passing phenomenon. It is always in a state of travel, from present to future, from morning to evening, from today to tomorrow. Time is beyond your control. You can never stop time. In making this reference, the Quran gives a very important lesson, one which is important for everyone, both men and women. The lesson is, take time as an opportunity. Avail of time before it passes away forever. If you miss the train of time, you will never be able to catch it again. Every person is constantly losing time. When he rises in the morning, he has lost the night, which cannot return to him again. As evening nears, he has lost the day. By these verses, the Quran warns every human being to avail of time. The Quran tells man the importance of time management. Time management is a must for every man and woman. We have a very short time on this earth. In only a few years' time, we will face death. Everyone should undertake a serious planning of their time in order to avail properly of their pre-death period. We only have two options before us, either to use our time wisely, or face failure forever. What is high thinking? Chapter 33 of the Quran refers to what is called remembrance of God in the Quran. The translation of the relevant verses. Believers, remember God often. 33:41. God Almighty is the creator of the universe. God is the highest reality. God is beyond time and space. God is omnipresent. God is greater than all great things. God is supreme in every sense of the word. Remembering God, in other words, means remembering the highest reality. This kind of remembrance inculcates in one's mind high thinking, and high thinking is the source of all kinds of high ideals. It is high thinking that makes a personality a great personality. High thinking leads to spiritual uplift and intellectual development. High thinking means living in high ideals. When you set a goal above material goods, you are living in high thinking. High thinking is the greatest achievement in the world. Why is it important to exercise patience? The Quran lays a lot of emphasis on patience, sabr. The Quran says, "Truly, those who persevere patiently will be requited without measure." 39:10. Such a verse has not appeared in the Quran for any other deed. Only for patience does the Quran say that its reward would be countless in measure. What is this reward? This reward is not a result of any mysterious phenomenon. It is that which those who exercise patience receive instantly, if they have exercised patience in the real sense.